October the 18th is going to be the day when Get Your Kicks officially gets released. Classic Rock 92.1 and ESPN Radio here in Lexington, Kentucky, live for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. Dead Air Dennis here with Brad Taylor. Hi, Brad.
Welcome, how you doing?
Welcome to the best podcast we've done so far.
This is easily the best podcast because there's no beer man.
There's only two of us here.
That's okay.
Beer man is giving his money to the mouse right now, which means he's been down there, what, 4 or 5 days now, which means he's taking out another loan.
He's also telling us via text how he's playing whack-a-mole and all these stupid games. Don't you like Pong? Did you ever play Pac-Man? What do you mean whack-a-mole? That takes no talent. Can you eat the fruit? Can you eat these games here?
That requires physical effort, whack-a-mole does. Yeah. I can see why you might be out on
Don't
that
you
one.
Like Galaga? Don't you like Donkey Kong? Anyway, Asteroids, Missile Command. Any of those from back in the day. Yes, it's a much... more cheerful atmosphere.
It is.
With no beer man to bring us down with Justin Fields prop talk and Bears 1985 Jim McMahon talk.
Remember those 20-minute conversations we'd have about how good David Montgomery was going to be this year? Gone are those days.
I'd like to have a winding clock on this show.
We're looking through the windshield of how great this podcast is.
Absolutely. Beer man be gone. We don't look back. He's dead weight, dead air. Oh, Dead Air Dennis, just Whoa. Like you. Oh, what a segue, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, yes. It's not just week five in the NFL, but it is also opening weekend here in Kentucky for Keeneland's Fall Meet.
Oh, yes. And you are our horse racing expert.
Who's... I am a horse racing fan. I am by no means an expert.
You know, what about those big exactas you were hitting back in the summer? No, that didn't work out for
not
you?
Not so much, no.
No?
Not so much.
Too many zeros on the end of the account there?
Can we move on to something I'm better at?
Oh, something you're better at. Can you be silent? That's the thing I think you're best at. So,
can we talk about the games?
The games! NFL football, week number 5. Can we get to the Sunday night game with the Bears fast enough? We will lay off on that until we start.
We should not even talk about the Bears this week.
No Bears. Or it'll be a very quick, you know, who do you like? Bears. Not to cover. Bears not to cover. Next game. Okay. Let's talk about the Thursday night game first. Indianapolis Colts, Matt Ryan. The worst quarterback in the entire NFL the last 5 years against the spread. He is now a 3.5-point underdog at Denver. Russell Wilson, questionable right now, but he seems like he's going to play. News came out today. Jonathan Taylor will not be playing for the Colts in this game. We're doing this on a Wednesday evening. Colts, a 3.5-point dog, total 42. Dead Air Dennis Dillon, what do you think?
Javonte Williams will not be playing this game either.
That's correct.
Nor will he play another game this season. That's heartbreaking. The kid was, I think he was like number one in the league with yards after contact and a rookie. So that's kind of disappointing for Denver. You know, hopefully Russell Wilson plays this game. Russell's got more weapons. He looks better than Matt Ryan. And I think Denver wins this game, but I'm taking Indianapolis to cover the 3.5 on the road.
I'm going to take Denver here and lay this 3.5, but this is not a play that I'm going to take out in the desert at all. The beer man, he has sent us his picks via text from an undisclosed location.
Like anybody's waiting on this, but
exactly.
Go ahead. What did he want?
Parts unknown. He's also he's taking Denver over Indy. If you're looking for a way to play this game for us, I'd like to go with the over here. I think we're going over here. So I'm looking at a play to go over. Let's go to Sunday's games. First game over in London. It'll be the Giants and the Packers over there. Daniel Jones against Aaron Rodgers. Packers right now an 8-point favorite, and I'm going to tell you the beer man's picks before we get started.
Yeah.
Giants, he takes the Giants plus the 8 here.
Damn it. Okay, well, I'm taking the Giants as well. I think the Packers are still feeling things out. Romeo Doubs is, he's getting like a 24% target share in that wide receiving core. Christian Watson is the other kid that's in there, and he was predicted to be a little bit more used at this point of the year. But it's Romeo Doubs, and he looks good too. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, man. This game is tough. That's a big spread, though, and the Giants have played pretty well. I'm taking the Giants and the points.
I'm going to disagree with both you guys. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and the Packers here. Giants, obviously a fraud. They are 3-1 on the season, but their strength of schedule out of 32 teams is 31st in the league. Packers got their scare last week against the Patriots. Yeah, I think they come back ready to play. And Daniel Jones, He's not 100%. We could see anybody at quarterback. Davis Webb might be your quarterback for the Giants at some point. I'm going to take the Packers here.
I'm switching my pick too. I don't like being on the beer man side of it. Is it too late? Can
it's
I do that?
It's never too late on this show, my friend.
I think you're right though about they got their scare last week with the Patriots. I hadn't considered last week's game into my equation.
Total 41 here. You got a thought on that total? Because I'm not going to touch the total. Might be seeing some weather over in England. A little bit of wind action.
I'd stay away from that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next game. Seattle is at New Orleans here. We don't really know the quarterback for New Orleans just yet officially. Geno Smith will start for Seattle. New Orleans is a 5.5-point favorite here, total 46, Dennis.
Do we know who the quarterback for New Orleans is going to be yet?
That's what I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just listen to the show. Well, I was
looking for my notes here.
I will tell you this. In the meantime, Beer Man has taken the Saints minus 5.5. Does that affect how you think about this game?
No, not really. This is another stay away. Vegas is telling me that New Orleans is going to win by 6 points. I don't like this at all. I don't think that New Orleans should be a 5.5-point favorite over anyone at this point of the season. Seattle's played really well. Geno Smith has like a 75% completion rate through four games, which is amazing.
77.3.
It's incredible.
This is Geno Smith. We're not talking about some marksman quarterback here. Geno Smith, who has for 10 years been in this league and has done very little, if anything.
I don't know what the odds are right now on Pete Carroll as far as coach of the year, but it might be worth a $2 bet because I bet you it's 80-1.
He's top 10 coach of the year. He's also top 10 first to get fired. That should tell you a little bit about where he's at right now.
It's crazy, right?
Yes.
That whole NFC West is just off the charts. I mean, Seattle could win that division. If I were forced to take a side in this game, I would take Seattle plus the points.
If I was forced, I'd take New Orleans. I'd lay these points here. Did you have Seattle as the third best offense in the league before the season started? I don't think you did. I don't think anybody did. Yeah, Geno Smith has been crazy so far this year. This is a Saints team that needs to win this game. They really need to have this game. Seattle pulled the upset last week. Their defense, though, not very good, Seattle's defense. They're winning games with offense right now. We'll take the Saints here. I think this is a good spot for them. I would take the Saints against the points.
There's no DK Metcalf, I don't think, in this game. I think he's out of this game. And that offense did get a huge bump from playing that awful Detroit defense last week.
That's
so
true.
There's that.
Let's go to something I never thought I'd say before the season started. Jacksonville is a touchdown favorite over Houston in this one. Trevor Lawrence against Davis Mills. The Beer Man says lay the points with Jacksonville here. What do you think, Dennis?
Let's see. I think the Jags might be out for a little bit of vengeance after getting whipped by Philadelphia last week. And really, they didn't play that bad in that game. Trevor Lawrence kind of gave it away. He had a bad game against that is it too soon to call it great, the Philadelphia defense? I mean, but they were all over him, and he made some mistakes. The Texans have won the last 8 games in that series. And the Texans own the series margin, 27-13. The teams have played 42 times historically. I'm taking Houston in the points.
Best bet for me. Like Houston in the points here. So we're finally, I think that's the first time we've agreed so far. Trevor Lawrence lost 4 fumbles last week, becoming the first player this century to lose 4 fumbles in one game. Way to go, Trevor Lawrence. But Houston, they're not as bad as people think they are. The Jags, this is the point that bothers me here. Jags laying 7 points. Are we really supposed to go against a team or go on a team
that,
like Jacksonville, laying this many points? I'm not doing it. Give me the Texans plus the 7 points here in this one. Next game, here's one for you. Kenny Pickett and Josh Allen, your matchup in this one. Buffalo, 14-point favorite in this one, total of 46.5, Dennis.
You know, it's hard to go against Mike Tomlin. They lost last week. They're 1-3 now. Tomlin has the attention of this team. I know they got the kid in there. You know, I'll say one thing for the kid. He threw, he was perfect last week. Every pass he threw was caught. He was 10-for-13 in the second half of that game, and the young Pittsburgh quarterback threw 3 interceptions, 3 to the other team, but they weren't that poorly thrown. I think somehow Pittsburgh finds a way to stay in this game. I'm taking the points, and I don't feel super great about it, but Buffalo Buffalo might have a little revenge in their minds to get them back for that opening game last year, but that was a long time ago. I'm taking the points.
Best bet for me. I'm taking Pittsburgh and the points here. We go back to 1989. That's a long time. Steelers have not been this big of an underdog, two touchdowns, in that entire time frame since 1989. Wow. This is the biggest underdog they'll be. You said it yourself about Pickett. 10 completions, 3 interceptions, and 13 attempts. And if you're a fantasy player, Najee Harris, you got to look at Kenny Pickett vulturing your guy's touchdowns. He did it twice on the ground. Not a good feeling if you own him. But, yeah, this is more of a Steelers never this much of a dog. You want to fade teams like Buffalo coming off the game they did last week. And Mike Tomlin, 46-24 in his career, gets the spread as an underdog.
Wow.
Granted, a lot of that was with Big Ben. But still, I'll take Kenny Pickett and 14 points here in this one. A best bet for me.
Nice.
Next game, Atlanta Falcons at Tampa Bay. Mariota versus Tom Brady. We've seen this line drop now. Bucks are an 8.5-point favorite, total 48. Will the divorce whispers affect you in any way? By the way, I think I forgot to say, the beer man did take Pittsburgh at the 14 in the previous game, and he's going to lay the points with Tampa in 8.5 in this one. And I don't know if I said that. He also laid 7 with Jacksonville. I apologize, beer man. We haven't forgotten about you total. We're just so in-depth in this study of football games, we kind of forgot. Tampa, 8.5 here against Atlanta.
You know, you got life is like that, right? To everything, turn and turn and turn. There is a reason and a season. You know, you got to have a little losing with the winning, so it's good that you get back to beer man's picks.
That's a cheap shot, ladies and gentlemen. Cheap shot artist, Dead Air Dennis Dillon, sticking it to the beer man when he's out. This is a reminder to you. You better not miss one of these shows, because I'm going to promise you right now, beer man and I will absolutely throw you under the bus. You know, you'll have tire tracks on your clothes over there.
Yeah, do it to my face. I mean, what am I scared about?
Isn't the beer man in last place in our little picks league?
Oh, he's... Oh, my God.
Isn't he? He's, God.
It's terrible.
If you're fading the beer man, you are on fire right now. You're searching for a yacht right now. You've got so much money.
Well, the question is, in this game, Tom Brady and Giselle are parting ways. I think it became official today. So they are going their separate ways. Will Tom Brady lose 3 straight? Will Tom Brady's focus, has he been unfocused? There's just a lot going on. There's a lot of unsettled, things that are not packed well with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I think they got embarrassed by, I know they got embarrassed by Kansas City. That defense, which is so good, was so bad against Patrick Mahomes. They straighten up this week. Atlanta's been riding a nice wave. Cordarrelle Patterson is out. Tampa Bay covers the spread.
I'm with you. I think Tampa Bay does cover this, but it's not one that I would go with and say, double-fisted to the window. Might be looking to take the under in this one. A little bit of wind down in Tampa this week. I might be looking to take the under here, especially if this line keeps going up in the way it's going. 48 right now. I'd look to be playing the under. But, I'd lay Tampa, but, not just for slaps and tickles, so to speak. Let's go to the next game. Here we go, Bear Man. Here it is. Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings. Okay. Justin Fields, the oft-maligned Justin Fields, going up against Kirk Cousins. This game is not in prime time, so Kirk Cousins probably will play a good game here. I'm looking at this, the text that he sent us today. He's going to lay the 7 with Minnesota.
What?
What in the world? He's playing that whack-a-mole a little too much. He's hitting another whack-a-mole, if you know what I'm talking about, down there in Florida. What is going on? He took Minnesota -7 against his Bears. Is the end of the world coming, Dennis?
He's not in Walt Disney World. He's just home. He couldn't come in here and say it to our faces.
Unbelievable.
So, Justin Fields, no weapons, no trust from the coaches, no credibility, no passing, nothing. I think Minnesota wins and covers.
If this line was 7.5, we talk about it, Blues Traveler, the hook will bring me back. If I got 7.5 here, I'd probably go with the Bears. But the fact that this is only 7, I just can't do it, man.
It's tricky. Chicago's defense has kept them in a lot of games. Well, in every game. I mean, they've not been blown out except for the Packer game, right? And that was week 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. But I'm siding with Minnesota.
I'll take the Bears just to be different from you guys and stick it to beer man. Oh, I can't believe you went against your favorite team there, loser. How you feeling now? That kind of thing. But, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't touch this game. Now, if it was 7.5, I would take the Bears. Give me the hook. But if it's not, yeah, stay far, far away. This is
if it was 7.5 and it was prime time, you take the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That means everything. Absolutely. So there you go, Beer Man. I'm going against you and taking your Bears this week. How do you feel about that? Put that in your crack pipe and smoke it down in your whack-a-mole.
Stings, doesn't it?
Stings the nostrils, just like Sex Panther. 60% of the time, it works every time. Let's go to another game. Tennessee and Washington. Ryan Tannehill and Carson Wentz. A battle of titans in every which way. This line is already up to Tennessee now. 2.5-point favorite. Total of 42.5. The Beer Man says, lay the 2.5 with the Titans here, Dennis.
Well, the Titans are the better team. I just don't understand why it's 2.5 and not 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's what scares me.
We saw that last week with Tennessee. They were sitting on 3 all week, and then when they went to 3.5 on Sunday, that was the time to jump on the Titans getting the 3.5 at Indy, yeah. And that turned out for us.
Derrick Henry has gotten into a little bit of a rhythm. Carson Wentz has just been awful. I don't think he's reading defenses properly. He looks beat. He looks defeated. He looks like he's tired of taking hits. And I like the Tennessee coach over Washington, and that's why I'm taking Washington. I think I'm leaning towards Washington in this game. I don't like it because everything says Tennessee's the better team.
Boy, I hate it that I'm taking a lot of favorites this week. I think I'm laying the 2.5 with Tennessee. I think Washington might be the worst team in the league, and that's not a reflection on their coach, and it's a reflection on their quarterback, but it's just I think the Comanches are not ready to play this. I don't think they're ready to play at all. And I think it's Ron Rivera might be going towards the top of the list in terms of first coaches fired. That's just the way Washington is. We'll take Tennessee and lay the 2.5 here, but it's not something I feel great about.
It's really hard to figure out what's going on with Washington.
Yeah.
They've had a good defense in the past, and I know Chase Young's been out. I forget the other guy on the defensive line. Great kid, great player. They've got weapons. They've got guys that can catch the ball. Carson Wentz making terrible decisions, but they're not even in any of these games. So it's
dead last in yards per play margin. They also had 135 yards in penalties last week.
God.
So, and the Titans have won 2 in a row. Give me the Titans. I'll lay the 2.5 here. I don't have a problem with that. Let's go to New York. Teddy Bridgewater and the Dolphins going up against Zach Wilson of the Jets. This line sticking with Miami, a 3-point favorite, total 45. And the Beer Man says, take the Dolphins here. Lay the points to the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't. This line scares me a little bit as well. I don't understand why the Jets are just 3-point favorites. It seems like they should be more of a 4-point favorite. They are at home, so there's that. Teddy Bridgewater's a cover machine. The Cheetah, he's going to be throwing the ball to the Cheetah, and he's got Jaylen Waddle. He looked good coming in off the bench against the Bengals. I thought Teddy Bridgewater looked fine. I don't think it's that much of a downgrade, and the Jets' defense, they're not a terrible defense, but that O-line it's got to be one of the worst. I'm taking the Dolphins here. It really is one of my best favorite. It's one of my favorite picks. I don't know if it's the best pick.
I want to take the Dolphins here. I think you get a little extra time with Teddy Bridgewater. A Thursday night game last week. You get a little more time to get him ready. Market has really downgraded Miami from going from Bridgewater to Tua. So that's kind of the thing there. Is Tua really 3 to 4 points less to the point spread than Teddy Bridgewater is? History says he shouldn't be.
But is Vegas and the public giving more credit than they should to Zach Wilson?
The Jets are somehow 2-2, despite the fact that Flacco started 3 of those 4 games, and they beat the Steelers last week. But I'm still going with Miami. Once you get to this point in the season, yeah, the Jets are what they are. And like I said, Bridgewater's passed. That's why I don't like taking all these favorites of these games, but I'll take Miami here in this one.
And I think the Dolphins come out playing hard. I think the defense comes out focused because they're not going to lose 2 games in a row. They've had the extra rest, and I think that they just come out and they back up the kid. Yeah. They back up the bridge.
Let's go to the next one. Chargers at Cleveland. Justin Herbert and Jacoby Brissett. Chargers, 2.5-point favorite here. The Beer Man says, lay the points with the Chargers. Dead Air Dennis.
God, I've never agreed with Beer Man so much. Okay. He must.
If that's the case, I'm going to Vegas and fading both you guys, and I'm going to be on a yacht to Hawaii next time you see me.
I really only want the Chargers, though, if Keenan Allen is playing, and I haven't heard whether that's happening yet or not. Justin Herbert is obviously getting healthier. I bet against the Chargers last week it was one of my misses. I just don't know that Jacoby Brissett can make enough plays to keep up with the Chargers, especially, again, if Keenan Allen plays. Is Myles Garrett going to play? Joey Bosa is out. Garrett is out, right? And Joey Bosa both are out. So both of the best players on defense are out for these two teams. You might want to take the over, but as it stands right now, I'm taking the Chargers minus the three.
One of my best bets in the totals game this week, I'm going under in this game. Chargers a bit banged up, too, on offense. Eckler had a great game last week. He's a little questionable. Keenan Allen's been out. Justin Herbert, is he 100%? I don't think so. Chargers 3-1 against the spread this year, but they've really yet to put their full game together in terms of, you know, really coming across. Cleveland 2-2, but they blew that big lead against the Jets, and they probably should be. There's a, you know, a couple plays away from being 4-0 is Cleveland right now. Mm-hmm. You take that Jets game away and that loss at Atlanta last week, they're going to regret that for a long time.
Yeah.
I would love to go under the total here of 47.5 right now. But if you're going to make me take a side in this one, yeah, I like Cleveland here as well. Cleveland in the under here.
47.5. Wow. Mm-hmm. Didn't know it was that high.
Yeah, it's, well, when you get the Chargers, that'll bump up the numbers quite a bit. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Browns in the under. Double-sided play in that game. Let's go to the next game. New England. We don't know who's going to quarterback yet. Is it Zappy hour with Zappy with a new quarterback? Is it Hoyer time again? Is Mac Jones back? We don't know. They're a 3-point home favorite against Jared Goff in Detroit. 45.5 total in this one, Dennis.
I'm going to say Detroit wins and Detroit covers. The Patriots defense has not been good. They were terrible against Seattle. Amon St. Brown, the sun god, is likely back this week. And, you know, Brian Hoyer or Bailey Zappy Hour is, I love that, not good enough. Not good enough to keep up.
Beerman also likes Detroit with the three.
Dang it.
You can hear all the fans go, and I'll tell you what, I love the Patriots here. No matter who starts a quarterback, I like the Patriots. Detroit, you can talk about their offense all you want. Their defense is brutal right now. 8.8 yards per play to Geno Smith last week.
Wow.
Geno Smith ain't Tom Brady. I'm here to tell you that. Pats have played a top five schedule, too. They've played a lot of good teams so far in terms of strength, and they're still averaging more yards per play than their opponents with that tough schedule. I'm going to take the Patriots, lay the points here. This is a game I feel very good about laying the points with the three at New England here. Let's go to the 4 o'clock games. San Francisco, Carolina. Jimmy G, big winner for us on Monday night, going up against Baker Mayfield, the worst rated quarterback in the NFL right now. Niners, 6.5 point favorite, total 39, lowest total on the board this week, Dennis.
Well, with that low total, I think that seals my pick for Carolina. Man, that's scary. You gotta have a bronze pair to side with Carolina on anything. But their defense is where it's at, and San Francisco, great team. Those guys they can put it together. They don't have to be a great offense because their defense. But I'm gonna call this based on the big emotional win for San Francisco over the Rams on a short week on Monday night, and the travel to the East Coast. So I'm going to say Carolina's defense shows up, keeps the game close, keeps the under, and takes 6.5.
Give us your tired, your poor, your weak. Who's there's nobody in the media right now saying that Carolina's a good team. They're not even saying they're a decent team. Mm-hmm. Everybody's awful. They're horrible. Give me Carolina. This is a perfect spot to them, not to win the game, but to keep it close enough, because everybody's down on Baker Mayfield right now. I was reading something earlier today. They're talking about next year him being an announcer in the booth for these games. You're already running him out of Carolina and out of the league. Give me Carolina getting the 6.5. If this thing hits 7, I would jump up for joy with that one there. But, the total here, that's 39. That's kind of what you want to see, because you're not expecting the Niners to score a lot of points either with that kind of total. That always, the lower the total, it always favors the dog, especially when you get a dog close to a touchdown. Give me Carolina here.
Who's Beerman like?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. It's so easy to forget about the beer, man. Sometimes I forget. Oh, he likes Carolina, too, plus 6.5.
Oh, my.
I take back everything I just said. Lay the points in San Francisco. Take it to the bank. Okay, next game. Nah, we'll take Carolina. Okay, next game. What are we talking about here? Philadelphia and Arizona. Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. Philadelphia, the favorite to win the NFC right now. 5.5 points, total of 49. Eagles are favored, Dennis.
Feels like a good time to take Arizona, doesn't it?
Boy, it does. It's one of those, give us your tired, your poor, your weak. Beer Man does like to lay the points with the Eagles here.
He does? Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel a little better about my Arizona pick. I think Philadelphia wins the game, but, you know, Kyler Murray's got to be looking at that game. And again, I hadn't had an Arizona pick until last week, and we got that one right. I just think Kyler Murray is going to relish the opportunity to go head-to-head with Jalen Hurts and just kind of go, guess what, man? I still got something over here. Nobody's talking about me this year, but you know what? I'll take you on, kid. So, you know, give me the points in Arizona.
Philly, last remaining undefeated team. Yards per play margin, they're third. So it's not like this is a fluke of some sort. It's not like they're sitting around, you know, just piling on, you know, the Washingtons of the world. Cardinals, 2-2. But they are terrible in yards per play margin. For me, all the trends and all the contrarians always will tell you this is a perfect spot to take Arizona. But I'm thinking Arizona is a train wreck right now. I really do. I don't like them. I'm going to lay the points with Philly here. Not a best bet, but I'm just going to lay the points 5.5. If this line was 6.5 or 7, I would take the Cardinals here. But we're playing numbers, not teams. Give me the Eagles. I'll lay the 5.5 in this.
Arizona's been a train wreck all year, though.
Yeah, but other than that, Raiders come back, and that game last week at Carolina, that Raiders game was a miracle. So anyway, let's go to the showcase game at 4 o'clock. Dallas Cowboys and the Rams. Don't know who's starting for the Cowboys right now officially. We would think it's Cooper Rush. Dak Prescott getting a little bit of that Wally Pipp feel with Cooper Rush 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread. Matthew Stafford for the Rams. We see the Rams, the home team, 5.5 point favorite, total 43.5. Beer Man says, lay the points with the Rams here.
It'll be an interesting game. I actually think it might be a good game. Dallas's defense is real, and I know Matthew Stafford does not want to face another good defense. That guy is looking bad this year. You know, Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons. I mean, those guys manhandled Joey Burrow and the Bengals. What are they going to do to Matthew Stafford? They put the fear of God into Carson Wentz. The Rams just need to focus and play better. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to take Dallas in the points.
I'm going to lay the points to the Rams here. Not because I think the Rams are that much better. I just think you're getting a little value with them off that loss last week. And Dallas, it's kind of Dak Prescott, this whole situation. I don't think he'll play this week, but he wants to come back because he can feel that controversy developing. And the closer we get to Dak Prescott coming back, it changes everything. Once you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any, the old saying goes. So I'm going to lay the points to the Rams here in this one. But like I said, this is not one to get the kids' college fund.
You say the rumors are starting to swirl in Jerry World is what you're saying.
Yes.
The talk is picking up.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what Jerry Jones wants, because he wants to get Ezekiel Elliott off his payroll, and he wants to get Dak Prescott off his payroll. Mm. So if he could bring that Tony Pollard or this Cooper Rush kid up and pay them less money to do the same thing, he'll do it in a heartbeat. And he's old enough now. He needs to win now. So that's what he's looking at. Let's go to everybody's favorite game this week. Sunday Night Football. Your Cincinnati Bengals, which you can hear live on Classic Rock 92.1. 8:20 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame. Joe Burrow and the Bengals going to Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, Heisman Trophy winner. Although Joe Burrow also won the Heisman Trophy. So there's no need to even mention that in the breath. Baltimore, 3-point favorite. Looks like this line might tick up to 3.5. There's a lot of juice now on Baltimore. 48.5 total. You can't go against the Bengals here, can you? The Beer Man took the Bengals, too.
Boy, I tell you, I want to pull a Beer Man right now and pick my favorite team.
And lose every pick? Oh, pick your favorite team. I'm sorry. I said you wanted to pull a beer, man. Don't lose every game. That's difficult.
Cincinnati's offense has not been explosive, but their defense has been. Their defense has only given up one touchdown in the last two games. And they're bending but not breaking. They're holding teams to field goals. Lamar is back after, I think, missing one of those games last year. But the Bengals blew him up by 20 points in both games last year. There might be something going on here where Joe Burrow is just seeing the field a little better when he's playing Baltimore. I don't know, man. I still don't have a pick for this game. Give me the Bengals. Why not?
I'm going to lay the points with Baltimore here. I think they're the better team. The Ravens led the Buffalo by 17 last week. They had a 21-point lead on the Dolphins. They lost both those games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they win both those games and are 4-0 right now. You think this line sitting at 3? Not a chance. You're seeing a 5-point line, 4.5 at the very least. I think you're getting some value with Baltimore here. And you've got a little revenge from last year, double revenge, because the Bengals swept the Ravens last year. That's how they got to the playoffs, and the Ravens did not.
Yeah, and the Ravens are 14-1 when playing at home during primetime.
Ooh, that's a good stat.
Yes, it is.
Good stat, Dennis. I bet the Bear Man wouldn't come up with that little nugget on a show like this. Of course, he took the Bengals +3. So
yeah, I'm taking Baltimore.
There you go. I'm with you. Okay, let's go to Monday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs, Las Vegas Raiders. The line in this game, Carr and Mahomes both look like they're going to play. Kansas City, 7-point favorite, total 51, Dead Air Dennis. Beer Man has taken the Raiders +7.
I think I'm switching my pick on this one, too. I like Kansas City. You know, they play the Raiders really well. They are also very good in primetime, which, of course, is every game, every week for Kansas City. It's really starting to chafe me a lot.
Grinds your gears.
It grinds my gears. Can we just please get another team other than Tampa Bay and Dallas and Kansas City on television? I just don't understand. I mean, I understand it's a ratings thing. I work in radio, damn it. I think the Raiders keep it in a dogfight for a little while. I think they hang in there through the first half. Maybe bet the Raiders in the first half if you like that. But, I think I'm going Kansas City in this one.
Best bet, I'm taking the Raiders. Give me the points and the Raiders in this one. You're going to give me a full touchdown, division rival from all the way back.
Right.
Tampa Bay actually beat Kansas City yards per play last week by full yard for the entire game. Kansas City ran 18 more plays. That's why they had the big rushing yard edge. Chiefs, number 4 in yards per play margin. But the Raiders, and of course they should have had that win against Arizona. We talked about that earlier. And of course, the division rivals that we always talk about, especially in a spot like this, and the inflated line. I think this line has gone up a little bit higher towards Kansas City. I'm going to take the Raiders here, getting the 7 in this old AFL rivalry. One of my best bets on the day.
Love it, man.
So, well, you just said you're taking the Chiefs. How can you love it?
No, I mean, I love it. That's great.
No.
I mean, that's great points.
Oh.
Talking about your commentary. Your commentary was solid.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you're not talking to the Beer Man. His commentary is never solid. It's liquid most of the time, or gaseous.
His commentary this week has been great, though.
This is the best show the Beer Man's done all season. I can promise you that. Okay. Best bets. We are now. We've gone through all the games.
Oh.
Best bets for the weekend. Dead Air Dennis Dillon.
I forgot about this segment. Best bets for me, Carolina. Plus the, is it 6.5 now, yes?
Yes.
I'm going to call Houston as a best bet, Pittsburgh as a best bet, and Tampa Bay.
Like a couple of those. I will join you with Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh getting the points there. I like little defense with the Chargers and the Browns. I'm going under the 47.5 there. Love Houston getting the 7. I got Jacksonville. I'm going to take Carolina getting the 6.5. Against the Niners, and then on Monday night, I'm taking the Raiders, getting the 7 against the Chiefs. Those are my best bets. Wow, what a great show. For once, I'm not stressed out. I'm not thinking, gosh, I can't believe we have to sit through this. I have to listen to this again. Gee, I look across the way. I can see the wall instead of Beer Man's big ugly mug. What a great day. Thank you, Dennis Dillon, for making this the most enjoyable show we've had so far.
You're completely welcome, man. I did the best I could, and I think Beer Man speaks for himself right now.
Yes, he does.
Maybe we should send him on vacation every week.
this is the best that the beer man could do as well, just like you. I think we all put up forth our best efforts this week.
He did bring Coors Light last week. Beer man, if you bring beer next week, you can come back.
So, thank you so much. Sign us off for us.
Yeah, man, for week 5 in the NFL, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast here live from Lexington, Kentucky on a Wednesday evening. For Brad Taylor, my name is Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1.
Thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers!
Suck on this, Stivers! May the winners be yours!